Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist Encores. My name's Damon Cox, and on this week's show, well, we're featuring some new additions to my archive. Mainly CDs featuring American organists, but we do stray away to Australia for one track at the end. Let's get started with a track recorded by Lynn Larson at the Kearns/Carson residence in Hollywood. It's got a beautiful free manual 27 rank Wurlitzer with a lovely novelty called Kalula. Lynn Larson there with that rather jazzy novelty, Kalula. I was rather pleased to discover in this latest hoard that Lynn's done three CDs entitled Vintage Classics, Volumes 1 to 3, and they're recordings of his earlier vinyl stuff, but in superb quality. We'll be hearing from Lynn later on, but let's now go to Alabama. Specifically, the Alabama Theatre in Birmingham. This gorgeous 4-manual 28-rank Wurlitzer in this massive theatre absolutely sounds terrific. As Jelani Eddington will now demonstrate, with a track recorded live in concert, and rather appropriately for its location, it's the beautiful ballad called Stars Fell on Alabama.
Thank you.
stars fell on Alabama at the Alabama Theatre Wurlitzer in Birmingham, Alabama, from a CD called Stars Fell on Alabama. So I think you get the hint there. Well, from Alabama, we take you to Hollywood, specifically to the George Wright Residence Organ, the ex-Hollywood Philharmonic organ, with four manuals and Christ knows how many ranks at the time of recording. This track comes from a rather old CD, actually released in 1985, entitled Red, Hot and Blue. And that's the selection we're playing from you now. We'll be right back. George Wright there demonstrating every single facet of his playing, from big ensembles to cheeky novelties and beautiful ballads, with that selection from Red Hot and Blue. And thanks to Bill Cole, the tunes in that set were It's the Lovely, Overture, Hours, Riding High, Down in the Depths of the 90th Floor, It's the Lovely Reprise, and the Finale. Well, from one organist's residence, Wurlitzer, to another, this time to the Rhodes-Tanner residence in Mesa, Arizona. Ron actually went and recorded this Wurlitzer in its previous home and liked it so much that he piled it into a van and took it home. So here's a typical Ron Rhodes-style novelty entitled Be Like the Kettle and Sing. Ron Rhodes there at his home Wurlitzer with Be Like the Kettle and Sing, and rather appropriately I'm sat here just drinking a cup of tea. Well, the residence organ seems to be more popular in the States than it is in this country, as we have lined up for you another residence organ. This time it's the Richard F. Klein Residence Wurlitzer in Old Burn Springs. And it's time for another track from master organist Lynn Larson, with a big dollop of Wurlitzer syrup with these oozing lush sounds from just four manuals and 28 ranks of pipes, and I just think that this is a absolutely superb example of Wurlitzer. Thank you. Lynn Larson there, making sure we get that big dollop of Whirl It's a Syrup with I'm Through With Love. I'm not through with love for that organ and organist, however. Now, we're rapidly approaching the end of this week's show, and last week I played a track of John Giarchi at the Capri Theatre in Adelaide. So I thought I'd slip in another track of John to end this week's show. This time he's playing the Free Manual 17 rank Wurlitzer in the Orion Centre in Sydney, with a lively number to take us to the end of this week's show, Beyond the Blue Horizon. John Giarchi there, down under at the Orion Centre in Sydney, the magnificent Free Manual 17 rank Wurlitzer with Beyond the Blue Horizon, bringing this week's show to a close. Well, I'm actually recording next week's show this Sunday, and it's time for our star organist to entertain, so keep tuned next week for more details. So from me, Damon Cox, all the best all the time, take care.